It's a much better idea to be preventive than to come up with a cure afterwards. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. It's much better to be preventive of conditions than it is to go and try to cure them after they have already happened. In every one of our lives, we have the experience of illness, we have the experience of unhappy relationships, we have the experience of lack of abundance and other things, and we wonder, what can we do to solve it? What can we do to solve these conditions that are not harmonious with us? And so we go about trying to get a better job. We go about trying to make our relationships harmonious. We go about trying to heal our body with pills and with other things that are necessary to make it all perfect and nice and good. My, how we do go about these things. But as we go about these things, what are we doing? We're going backwards. We're going backwards. Our primary goal and direction in life should be to live a happy, hearty, healthy life, be ourselves, and have fun. Now, if we start out in life taking one word and disbanding it from our vocabulary, from our consciousness, from our life, the word no. If everything we do is a positive word yes, how wonderful it would be. And we say, but there are times you have to say no. There are times you have to disagree. There are times you have to be very definite and say, that is not what I want to do. And I say, yes, that's true. We have created a world in which those conditions exist. However, we can create the world, starting right now, brand new, with a yes. We can create the world as a preventive action rather than a corrective action. So, if everything we do is yes, if everything we say is yes, if everything we think about is yes, then there's not going to be a problem. Yes, I am wonderful. Yes, I am healthy. Yes, I have friends. Yes, I like me. Yes, I am abundant. Yes, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, my. Wouldn't it be nice to say yes at all times to this? Well, if we start out saying yes from the time we're born, if we start out saying yes as our parents teach us to be positive individuals, as our parents teach us to live in the awareness that our body is whole and perfect, in the awareness that we are independently wealthy, in the awareness that we are delightful beings and we are surrounded by beautiful friends and beautiful relationships, in the awareness of all that is good. Wow. That's all it takes. That's all it takes. Now, that's preventative living. Are we ready for preventative living? There's a magazine called Prevention, and their purpose is to help people to live healthy, positive, dynamic lives in a physical way, and perhaps mental too. They have some mental articles, but basically in a physical way, with proper things in their diet that will be healthy things that will give them a better chance to live in a healthy body. Now, their concept is good, and their concept works, but it works primarily in the area of the body. Now, we want a concept that will work in every area, spirit, mind, and body. And if we have the concept that works in spirit, mind, and body, we'll be saying, I like me, I am happy, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am surrounded by wonderful beings. I am the creator of my world. Every thought that I think is a positive thought, is a thought of truth about me and the world that I have created about me. This world I have created about me is a world of my reflection, the world of my mind, the world of my thought, my thought, my thought, my thought, my thought. Oh, if we could only be aware, it is all our thought. All our thought. It's not somebody else's thought. It's not somebody else's world. It's not somebody else's circumstances. But we think the thought and we experience it. Oh, so you hear about war. And then you think about war. And then you think about how terrible it is. And you think, my goodness, you're into it pretty deep before you even know what's happening. And so all by your thought. Now, the moment you hear of a conflict someplace where your thought might have gotten away from you and you didn't pay attention, you just immediately say, all is in divine order. There is peace on earth, and it began with me. There is peace on earth now. There is peace on earth now. And I will only recognize peace on earth. I will only acclaim peace on earth. I will only proclaim peace on earth. I will only know peace on earth because that's all I have in my consciousness. Ha-ha. How about that? Could you be so strong? Could you be so definite in your way of thinking? I know I'm practicing it. I'm practicing every single moment of every single day, thinking, I like me, I like me, I like me. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. No, no, no. I am my wholeness and my perfection. I am divine order. I am the wonder of all. I am peace. I like me. I am divine order. I'm peace. I like me. I'm divine order. I'm peace. Whatever terms we use and how wonderful they are, say them with all your heart and soul and being. I do. I think them, say them, live them, dream them. Every vision I have is of the ideal. And it's a wonderful vision. And everyone who comes in my presence says, golly, it's nice to be around you. I don't know why, but it's nice to be around you. And that's perfectly okay. No one needs to know why it's nice to be around us, but because we are the fulfillment of everything that every heart in the universe would like to extol and experience. Live it now. Realize it now. Put that preventive cause in motion for you that says, I am the master of my world. Every thought I think brings about a result, and I am the creator of my world. And there is no world out there except the world I created, and if that world is kind of mucky, that's because my thought's a little mucky, and it's time for me to clean it up right now, because I am God. I am the creator of my world. I am the one who put this cause in motion that brought this kind of a world about, and I am the kind of God that brings the world about of peace and harmony, joy and love and goodness. Why not? Why not? Take charge now. Yeah, that's the preventative type of thing that we're doing. Are you ready for that? Are you ready to be master on all levels? Then don't blame something else or somebody else for conditions in the world. Just start creating them perfect now. And as you create them perfect now, you're creating that preventative attitude, which creates all things in perfect divine order. And there is no room for anything that is not beneficial to yourself or humanity. Put that cause in motion. Watch that magic take place in your life and see just how wonderful you are. Because you are. My goodness, you are. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you. Yes, I do. Let's see how we stop this thing here now. Oh, goodness sakes. There it goes.